Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's that time on a different night, kind of faking you out a little bit. It's the K Son and Friends, formerly known as the K Thompson Live. It's a Thursday. Yeah, we did a little shake and bake on you. Thursday at 8 on the Blog Talks. You know what time it is. Here we are. We're here to talk about it. I'm Citizen Payne, the son, with my friends Wayne Gilman, Byron Saunders, Wayne Gilman, the newsman, the historian. Yeah, I think we got a little Justice League thing happening. So, the past week, that's what I put, the news and events of the past week, from last week to this. And really, it needs to be on 24-hour Trump Watch. You know, Trump Watch. Because on a 24-hour basis, Trump Watch and conspirators or something like that. I had a phrase, Devil Watch. But for those of you that know, that's a little bit something else. But they keeps busy 24/7, so we got to keep watching them. You know, he visited the plant today, no mask, breathing on stuff. I think he's the virus. I think he is the virus. And personal rights. Person, he didn't feel like it. He probably, everybody doesn't know. I know why he doesn't wear it, because it's going to mess up his DA, his hair, man. He ain't messing with it. Takes him a long time to hook that up. Y'all can all see how much starch, hairspray, whatever, Stick'em Murray's he's got down in there to hold it down. He ain't going to be putting the mask on and off. That's just it. You got to be a dude that has follicle challenges, has dealt with that from time to time in your life, to recognize that it is his personal right to get everybody else sick. And briefly, real quick, what I want to dig into, I'm going to ask the fellas what they want to dig into when they jump on. But the issue of, it's right, everybody, you know, we're getting ready to open up. Everybody's opening up the states because, you know, they want to go back to work. And they've been in the house, and it's their right to work and this and that. And everybody's talking about their rights, personal rights. That's what the world is about, personal rights, right? Certainly that's what America is about, personal rights. My personal rights, do my personal rights, and how they relate to the world or to God, to someone else's personal rights, to my family's personal rights, to society's personal rights. Do my personal rights supersede all of those elements, right? Feel me? Your right to do whatever you want to do, but when does your right supersede someone else's right? Meaning that if I'm in a situation where it's my right to do something, and I don't have to do it, and it causes someone else's rights to be somehow affected in some way, shape, or form, in this case, health, then do I choose my rights over their rights? Are my rights more important than that individual, that family member, that group, that society? That's really what it kind of boils down to me when you talk about, people talk about their rights. Because just like you have the right to free speech, they always want to talk about and to say whatever. Usually they reference that right with saying whatever kind of vulgar, insulting stuff they want to say to people. But there's also, it works, like I've said before, the other way. You have the right not to insult people, not to be impolite, not to say things that are going to hurt people. So when does your personal right end and someone's begins, or how concerned are you? Are people about other people's rights? And so when, if you think your rights supersede the other individual's rights, then that kind of dictates how you look at society. So, i.e., so it makes sense that usually people like Trump aren't really concerned about other people's rights. It makes sense that people that support him, you know, because there's no reason why you wouldn't wear the mask other than just the fact that you might show the other side or show your side that, oh, I'm wearing the mask because they told me to. And it's my right to choose not to, regardless of whether the fact that it'll make me sick or make you sick. It's my right, so I'm not going to do it because my right, regardless of whether it's something that is best for the collective. People want to have their right to be an asshole, basically, is what I'm saying. Don't care about if it's going to get you sick, because, you know, they say the masks are more for the people that you're around to keep them from getting sick. So, if you're concerned about other people, if you live in a society where you choose to be in a community where you're going to come in contact with other people, and, you know, maybe your society is dependent, it's a lot of figuring because most people are just thinking about themselves. Certainly those people that usually are Trump supporters are really just thinking about themselves and people who think like them. So that's why you saw a lot of them protesting, wanting to come out once they saw who was really getting sick and who was being disproportionately hurt by coronavirus, because, oh, it's all right, it's just them getting sick, and it's my right to come out and go to work if I want. So do your rights supersede somebody else's rights? Do you think that your rights are supreme, reign supreme over somebody else's rights? You understand where I'm going with this? That leads you to all types of theories and all types of schools of thought and way you live. If you feel your rights reign supreme over other people's rights, then maybe you might be a supremacist in one way, shape, or form over other people, whether that be a group or an individual or whatever. If you don't really care how it affects other people, except those who think like you, look like you, and do the same things that you do, and you don't care about anybody else, regardless of whether they've attempted to do anything aggressive towards you at all in your life, whose rights? It all depends on how much you respect other people. I still talk about rights. Everybody's got the right. They got the right in Michigan. You got the right to come out there and protest. You got the right to carry your gun if you want. But why are you carrying a gun when the issue is a health issue, whether we should stay at home? Where does the gun aspect come into it? Just because it's your right to carry it, what else are you trying to say? So are you trying to say it's my right and my rights supersede your rights? You know, so it all depends on where you're coming from. And usually if you get someone who's all wrapped up in their rights and talk about their right all the time, usually that's the person that tries to oppress other people's rights. Pretty much can guarantee it. That's how I just wanted to dig into that a little bit. Let's go to the fellas. Let's go to Wayne, the legendary newsman. We got a lot to talk about, but what you got on your mind? What's your pet peeve this week, Mr. Wayne Gilman?
I tell you, you've said it all. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate that there's so many different angles that can be pursued with respect to doing a weekly show when it comes to Donald Trump. You know, you just throw a dart into a board and you pick up a topic and hopefully you run with it and either, you know, wax poetry over what he has said that sounds so profoundly and utterly stupid, or you try to make some sense in what direction the country is going through. You look at the coverage that's going on. You know, the deal is that you're right about rights. We all have rights. But, you know, this situation, as I had expressed last week, and I don't want to sound repetitive, but this virus is an equal opportunity killer. It sees no color. It sees no age. It sees no, you know, wealth or poverty, although it seems like people who are at the lower end of the spectrum are the ones catching hell.
If I can, let me just interrupt you and just let you guys know. I'm looking at the board here, and I see that I did not put in a full 60 minutes worth of time for us. We have about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left. So once that dials down, I will then reboot us for another 50 minutes, and then we'll continue. So Once we get around to the minute mark, I'll let you know. But go ahead, finish your point.
All right, so we're nearing the end. So basically, you know, it's just unfortunate that we still have to go through this, and that, you know, we have to be patient and tolerant with one another. You know, there's so much tension in the air. I was talking to one of my neighbors earlier today, an Italian guy who we get along. You know, we've had our respective differences over the years, but the deal is that he respects my opinion, I respect his. And we both agree that we're living in a time where, you know, we have to step back and take a deep breath and analyze a situation before we prevail upon someone, because it's just maddening the way things are going in this country. It's here. I mean, now we see Brazil, there's a leadership there, or lack of leadership there, that is almost tantamount to what's going on here, where somebody is, you know, basically defying what this virus could do, leading people to their death. You know, it's just unfortunate. And then you got, you know, this guy just hell-bent on seeking another term, knowing full well he doesn't have a snowball's chance, just predicated on the current poll numbers, and just people frustrated with what's going on, you know. But I'm hoping that there'll be some clarity, and I hope that, you know, without all the disparaging things going on, that we just come to a head and resolve this problem quickly, so we can get on with our lives like everybody else. And just hopefully, if we can't get it done tomorrow, that we're going to be patient enough until we reach that plateau where everything will be on an even keel.
Okay. All right. No, but I'm going to let go over to Byron, and he can jump it off going into this final 2 minutes, and then we'll pick it up back on. Byron, what's your issue or point that in particular you wanted to talk about, or just kind of stuck in your
mind? Well, gentlemen, thank you. It's nice to be back with you. Here's the piece of nail that's in my foot right at the moment. Okay. Today it's May 21st, 2020. The nation's capital, under the COVID-19 pandemic, currently there are 407 that have been dead, 7,551 infected and counting. That's as of today. New York City, 20,376 dead, infected, 198,710 and counting. United States, 93,806 dead, infected, 1,581,903 and counting. As of today, national unemployment totals over 40 million and counting. President of the United States must be held accountable for every death in America during this global emergency. He is the commander-in-chief, and he was given the keys to the nation's governmental and financial capital of the world to protect and guide our nation's citizens and protect our borders. He has failed as a leader on all levels.
Okay, let's cut it right there, Byron.
You got to come back?
Let's cut it right there.
Right.
Let me jump off right there, and we'll pick it up. I'm going to reboot the show right there.
All
that point, we will pick right back up, gentlemen.